Hello, my name is Ed Frawley and I own Learburg. We're going to start a new program here today with Learburg where we're starting to bundle a series of our online courses together that are based on the concepts of training or what trainers are trying to accomplish. And the first bundle we're going to have is on reward-based training. If you're a new dog trainer, or even if you're an experienced dog trainer who's learned to train under a different philosophy and you want to learn the right way to train with reward-based training, this bundle is where to start. And the reason we're doing this is because we have been producing videos on dog training since 1982, and we've got a lot of courses. And unfortunately, we get people, not every day, but too often, who write us through the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com, where people can ask any kind of question they want. They don't have to be a customer of Learburg. But we get too many people who have a problem with dog training, and they'll write Cindy, and they'll tell them what they've bought. And had they asked Cindy before they bought anything, they would have had a different product. And so we're going to try and simplify that. This bundle is on reward-based training. It deals with four different online courses, and we're including a bait pouch or a treat pouch and a leash. Now, there's two reasons that people should do this. The first is they're going to save over $130 because we've reduced the price on all of them and incorporated them into one bundle price. The second is they get the right material. It's so important to start correctly. And in this bundle, we start with the power of training dogs with markers. That's a video that I first produced back in 2004 or 5, and then I completely redid it and updated it in 2024. We also are going to include a online course on training dogs with food. And again, that's a course that I had done some years ago, and I updated it in 2024. I also am including a course that I did in 2023 titled Training Your Dog to Come When Called, because it's the most important skill you can train your dog. And I'll tell you why I absolutely believe this. When I was in high school, I had my dog Prince. I had him trained to hand signals. I'd walk him in the woods. I grew up in Canada, I'm an American. Walk him in the woods every morning before school and after school. And we walked on a school property about a block from our house one day, and a cat took off running, and I couldn't stop Prince from chasing that cat. And it ran all the way across the football field, right into the street, and was killed. That was something that took me a long time to get over. But it also is my backbone on making sure that when I train a dog to come, I want him to come every time under all the circumstances that I can put him in. And unfortunately today, too many 8-week dog training courses out there are going to convince you that, or tell you, maybe convince you, tell you that, oh, we're going to teach you how to have your dog come when called. That's impossible to do in 8 weeks. You cannot do it. This course that I put out on that is excellent. We don't get any complaints about it, and we really don't get any questions on it. So that's the third course in this bundle. And the final one is my course on basic dog obedience. Now, basic dog obedience is the first time I did that was in the mid-1980s. And since then, almost every other year, I'm either redoing it or updating it with current information. And right now, the foundation of the basic dog obedience course is reward-based training. So this bundle gets people started in the right way. The bottom line is the way we look at our job is it's our job to teach people how to train dogs. It's not our job to train dogs. It's our job to make sure that our customers have the right information, the most current information, the most accurate information that they can get on how to train dogs. And there's so much bad information out there today on the internet, on YouTube, that's just dead wrong. I mean, people can have a really good camera. They can be really good at putting a videotape together. But if the information isn't good, if you go on there and search on reward-based training, you're going to get a whole lot of opinions. And what it really comes down to is Reward-based training is simple to understand, but it's hard to do, and it's really hard to do correctly. The courses that we are going to put here are courses that teach you how important timing is. They teach you, for example, in the food course, there's way more to training a dog with food than just giving him a treat when he does something that you ask him to do. That's a small part of it. You're going to learn how to use food as a reward. More importantly, we're going to teach you when it's time to stop using food in your training. That's just as important as using it all the time, because everybody that wants to train with food is going to have a relative or a neighbor that's going to say, oh yeah, that's really cool. Train with food. What are you going to do when you don't have a pocket full of food or a hot dog for your dog? That's a good question, but it's not an accurate question if you've learned how to train dogs properly using food rewards. We're going to show you how to do that. And the same thing goes with markers. Now, markers is where this whole program starts. And it's the first one that I did on reward-based training back in the middle 1990s. And I've redone it again and again over the years, the last time 2024. And that's so important too, because it's so simple. It's an easy, easy concept to understand. And it's an easy, easy concept to screw up and do wrong because your timing is not perfect. And when your timing is not perfect, when you're working with markers, you're confusing your dog, and you can even create a problem that's hard to fix. And I go into these problems in this course on how to train dogs with markers. So in closing, I added up all the videos that are in these four online courses, and there's 433 short videos in the courses. But the important thing is you have to have the right information. There's over 24 hours of training. Don't let that scare you, because the beauty of learning with an online course is that it is so simple to go back into an online course. It takes seconds to find a segment in the course so you can review the course. We don't make movies here. We make training videos. You can't watch our courses one time and walk away from it and think you're going to be a dog trainer. Our courses are made to be watched again and again. Some people only need to watch them 2-3 times. Some people, and I'm one of them, I need to watch it and think about it and watch it and think about it maybe 10 times and then go out and try it and come back and watch it again. And the beauty of an online course is that's simple to do. So, in closing, we want our customers to have the right information. You can take these four courses, go right through all of them, right through the end of our basic dog obedience, and you're going to be prepared for the next course that we would recommend, which would be intermediate dog training. And then what comes after that? How to train dogs with remote collars. And that's a whole different subject. And it's an important subject. And then we have courses on advanced dog training too. And if you have any questions at all, go to the front page of learburg.com, scroll down to the Ask Cindy portal. Cindy's my wife. She answers questions every single morning that people ask. You do not need to be a customer of Learburg to ask a question. I don't know where you can go on the internet where you've had somebody with the experience that I have or that Cindy has in dog training, professional dog trainer, and ask them a question, especially if you're not a customer of theirs. People just don't have time. We enjoy this business. We enjoy helping people learn how to train dogs.